The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Whether heading to work, or walking to my car through a grocery store lot, or taking my dog Finn out for a walk, I spend a good deal of winter's cold days imagining my toes burrowed in sand on a beach somewhere. To generate heat, I transport myself mentally to warm spots on the earth. After years of living in a region of the country where wind chills dip temperatures to Arctic levels, I habitually picture myself leaning back in a chair on the edge of an ocean, dozing as filtered light penetrates my closed eyelids and the sound of the surf sway guides me to the land of slumber. What feeds that projection are my memories. That summer trip to the Côte d'Azur in 2011 returns to me most easily. How easily I see the lemon-colored light of the Mediterranean, glittering azure-blue waters, summer crowds with umbrellas, blankets, flip-flops, and beverage coolers. Yet lately, I've wondered if the nether regions of my brain are in on the action. That is it possible that I also tap into the wellspring of films, paintings, and literature I've absorbed over the years that reside in me to help counter the weight of shortened days? It's like the mind transcends the limits of the body and its physical environment, or guides the conscious part of us to make art by assessing those areas of our subconscious where the works of imagination and real events are stored. For example, because of my interest in the Harlem Renaissance and writers like County Cullen, Zora Neale Hurston, and Langston Hughes, I have read quite a bit of literature and criticism written during the 1920s. I have also seen the decade set on the big screen in many movies and listened to the music of Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, and Cab Calloway, all of which feeds into the subconscious so that I actually hear the era we know as the jazz age. I imagine other poets, scholars, musicians, and artists can seemingly inhabit years past. Today's poem taps into the beauty and spirit of California seaside beaches, whose amassed mythology and symbolism feeds so much of how we imagine and hear America. Fish Pier, Santa Monica, by Vernon Duke, translated by Boris Dryluk. Look, Santa Monica, so much like Italy. Old friend, remember when you and I lived down here? See all those fish shops? Here, come this way. A huge orange lobster squats on display, beside two poor oysters soldered together. Fleet-footed seagulls squawk in displeasure. Plump as a cuttlefish, a sailboat glides past. A dripping wet beauty cries out for her dress. Mischievous schoolgirls glitter like caviar and put me in mind of how spry we once were. A new crowd is forming in search of a prize. Cheap, phony rifles aim at bullseyes. Waves, wild and fizzy, tumble ashore. A bug-eyed cod slumbers forevermore. Lovers lie dozing between the pilings, kissing, embracing, now silent, now sighing. There's Mrs. Hammersley, still playing cards. Ah, that harmonica. Oh, that sweet piccolo. Sing, Santa Monica. Let music flow. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.